Welcome to episode 54 of the Noisecast. It's a somewhat weekly podcast about technology news, gadgets, gizmos, pretty much anything that interests us, and WTF news, which of course interests everyone. We got a fairly big topic list tonight. We probably won't get through all of it, but before we do that, let me introduce you to everyone. We've got Ray.
Has there ever been a show we haven't gotten through the whole list?
Yeah.
We just speed up some stuff?
Yeah, we skip stuff sometimes. But anyway, thanks, Ray. Ben?
Hey, what's up?
Ben's using his low voice. And then we have Vito.
Hi, I'm here.
That's nice, dear.
What are you also doing? You're not really here.
Yeah, I am.
He's watching that stripper video again.
It was pretty impressive.
Yeah. Anyway, because, as Gonzo was saying, we really have never not finished the topic list. However, Carrier IQ is a big thing this week, and we wanted to make sure we give it tons of time. So we're going to go off with that first. For those of you who don't know, Carrier IQ is a bit of software that's been installed on tons of phones, mainly Android. And is it on iOS? I thought I heard it being.
It's installed in iOS up to and including iOS 5, but it seems to be deactivated. Even though it's there, it's not actively tracking. But that's only for iOS 5. On previous versions, it may have been activated. Nobody knows.
Okay, yeah.
Well, somebody knows.
Well, yeah. Nobody's saying that they know.
The people that are talking about it don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Apparently millions of HTC and Samsung Android devices it's been activated in. Is it built into Android itself, or is it just a really, really, really well-designed app that the carriers add?
It's not built into Android. It's not an Android thing.
Okay.
It's something that hardware manufacturers are putting on the phones because Motorola's phones don't have it. My Droid X, as much as I fucking hate the thing, my Droid X doesn't have it.
Well, that's probably because they couldn't skin it the way that Motorola wanted to.
See, this is why we don't have normal conversations.
Continue with your harping.
It's not something that's installed at the behest of Google or the Android people. That is strictly on the hardware manufacturers. And once it gets installed, it reports to the manufacturer and the carrier, if the carrier wants it. That's why HTC is trying to blame it all on the carriers instead of taking the blame and being like, yes, we did it. We're fucked up. Sorry. Instead of apologizing for it and promising to never do it again, they're doing the pass the blame game and hoping they can weasel out.
But that's not going to work. That's like, whoa, I stabbed the guy, but my boss told me to because he was annoying the other customers.
It's not going to work. It never works, and people still do it. I can't tell you why people still do it. I guess it might have worked two times in the past.
You have to remember.
Hey, maybe it'll work again.
Not everyone's as smart as us. Stupid
people
are
easily
tricked.
How long they've been doing it now? Like, they've been getting away with it up till now.
Yeah. Does it say how long it's actually been? I mean, a year or two? Or has it been 2005?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to browse the article now.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's really gone back that far. Although they should, because, I mean, well, the only people that really care at that point are lawyers, because lawyers are going to make all the money in this.
Right.
The user is going to get screwed.
It might be difficult to find a phone that goes back far enough that it doesn't have the software, if it doesn't have it. Because right now, a little over 50% of current Android phones are running Gingerbread. So, I mean, it's obviously baked into Gingerbread.
Yeah.
So, you know, you go back one, then you got...
I see what you did there, baked into Gingerbread.
That actually wasn't intentional, but thank you for pointing it out, because now I look clever.
Now you picked it up.
Shit! This is why I should stop talking.
That was almost as good as our episode 42.
You go back and you got Froyo, and it was in that one as well. But after
Was it frozen in? Back.
My God. After you go back that far, it starts being difficult to find phones that aren't running one of those two. So.
Well, what was the big one that took off? Was that whatever the hell, frozen yogurt? Or was that the one before it?
No, Froyo was the big one, 2.2.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Because that's what everything started out as. Like right. The past, before, I'd say about March, most phones were coming with Froyo, whatever the hell. And then the higher end ones were getting.
Right. There's still a lot of devices, mostly like the mini tablets and stuff that are coming out with 2.2 on them.
Yeah. Yeah, but the legal issue with this comes down to the.
It's the wiretapping laws.
Yeah. Basically saying that it's logging, and there's a video on the article that is in the show notes, and we posted it on live listeners, showing the activity every time you tap something, it gets a little beep, sends a notification to. And apparently, Carrier IQ is dumb enough to have.
Wow.
What?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Dude, your fucking Carrier needs to step up their game. There is huge gaps between what we're hearing and what you're saying. There was seriously like a 3-second gap in the middle of your sentence where you just got cut off and the two halves of the sentence didn't fit together at all.
So the dog didn't. Waffle burner face pan?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. That was actually kind of hard to think up. Anyway, awesome.
All right, yeah, the whole thing was discovered by a guy named Trevor Eckhart, 25-year-old in Connecticut. He's a sysadmin. If you're big into the Android development subculture, you'll know Trev E., He does a lot with Android software. He's the one that found it. He sent out emails to all the big tech blogs, including our piddly little tech blog. And because we all have jobs, we didn't get to touch on it. And Trev, really sorry about that. Please don't kill us. But when he started contacting people about this, nobody was saying anything. And what I mean is HTC, Samsung, Nokia, Rim, those people didn't want to have anything to do with it. They're like, oh, he's just this guy, and we don't have to talk to him. Then he put it up on his blog and outlined everything that it was doing, and Carrier IQ got pissed. And they went after him. They're like, you better take it down, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, look, you put it up on your website. It was public domain. Now I'm just rehosting. Now it's up. And I'm not going to pull it down just because you guys got busted. Fuck you. He probably didn't say fuck you. He's got more tact than I do.
Oh, no, but he said it just not in so many words.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He tactfully said fuck you.
Excuse me, sir. Stick it to where the sun does not shine. Good day.
The reason we are talking about it now is because a big thing is blowing up now where Carrier IQ could possibly have violated wiretapping laws. The Wiretap Under Electronic Communications Privacy Act of 1986 forbid acquiring contents of communications without the user's consent. And that's exactly what this software does. Before Trev went in and dug out this software and figured out exactly what it was doing, this was taking every single input from the user and storing it. So it's blatantly violating the Electronic Communications Privacy Act of 1986.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Laws. Well, now you do. We're going, we don't need laws.
Anyway, they claim not to be tracking everything on your phone, but as I was saying earlier when I got interrupted by my ISP, there's a video on the article that shows activity in that app every time you basically tap the screen.
Also uploaded by Trevor.
And copied everywhere, so people...
Yeah. So even if Carrier IQ does somehow get him to stop posting it, it's on the internet now, buddy. It's out there. There's no way you're getting rid of it.
It's like herpes.
Oh, it's like Ray on a podcast.
Pretty much.
Steven's not here to troll. I gotta make, and Vito's get taking it too personally, so I gotta pick someone else.
Shut up.
Did we ever just talk about the topics? You
no.
Know, like professionals.
No. Fine. I guess we're done with Carrier IQ.
Are we? Do you guys not have anything to say about it? Because I know
you pretty much summed up the entire thing.
I don't know very much about it, and I know you guys said it's been found in iOS 5, but it seems to be mostly an Android thing, and I don't use Android, so.
Right. It's installed in iOS 5. If I could find the article, I could show you where it said that they discovered it. They found it in iOS 5. They found it in all of the previous iterations. It's turned off in iOS 5, but it may or may not have been running previously.
Yeah.
But I'd have to dig for that again. I saw it earlier today.
There's a guy on Google Plus that I follow that has been posting about it.
Oh, he has?
Crap, I can't find it. Anyway, we'll see if we can get that answer for you in the show notes. Anyway, Vito, you summed up everything I was going to say had I been able to say it.
Had Comcast not hit your mute button.
It ain't Comcast. I never had this problem with Comcast.
Oh, who are you with now?
Knology.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Knology. You told me that earlier.
What a Knology. Terrible name.
Yeah, it started out...
Go to Knology.net and look at it. It looks okay if it was 5 years ago.
Yeah, I remember when Knology first started in my hometown, all they did was telephone service.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and their website looks like it's still from fucking 1996 when they first rolled into East Bumblefuck, Alabama.
Yeah, and it's because this town has a thing with Knology where they're the only ones who can provide cable service and cable internet.
Yeah, and that's the only way Knology gets in because they are fucking terrible. They've always been terrible. I don't know how they keep growing.
They don't put money towards infrastructure, obviously, because they're using the same hub that they installed in this county like years ago, 10 years ago. Let's say 10 years. Anyway, moving on. We have, I guess, the UK. They're getting a little, their courts are getting a little eco-friendly. They're going to cut back on paper by using tablets for all documents in courtrooms.
This is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool to see government actually adopting it. The only issue is a lot of the things they have are original documents, this and that. So there has to be a certification process wherein the original document is securely scanned and uploaded, and then you can only access original official files from these tablets on a secure network, which is basically leaving yourself wide open to anyone who wants to come in and screw with you. And it is
right.
A legal system, so...
Well, there are minor holes in the system, one of which being the one you pointed out.
It's not minor.
It's a little more difficult than the way you just kind of, all you got to do is blah, blah, burp, burp, burp.
Yeah, but
they're maintaining the chain of custody, everything should be fine. But
except for security. The security side
thing
is sorry.
That this is going to prevent is 800 copies being passed out to everybody in the courthouse. There's one official original document that gets scanned and sent out to people that can only access it when they're on the courthouse network with a certified login and password.
It should be similar to a Dropbox, right? Where you don't actually get the document, you get a a link to the document, and if for some reason you need to make changes, you save, you know, you can choose, like, from your drop-down menu or whatever, press and hold, make changes, and then you submit that, and it goes through the proper checks. They could build an entire ecosystem around this sort of thing, and it would work well in business, in court, and if a company came out with a good ecosystem for this, wherein all the files were secure, all your chain of custody, as you were saying, is logged properly, it would make a lot of difference in government and business. I mean, you know how bad government paperwork is. Okay, stop giggling.
I remember reading a similar story before. It was kind of similar anyways. I think it was like airlines were replacing all the flight manuals and stuff like that in the cockpit with tablets. And just how much room and paper it saved instead of needing, you know,
all
the...
But what if you're trying to read the instructions on how to take off while you're taking off and your electronic device has to be in the off position?
You should probably know that already.
Well, exactly. Why do you need instructions in the cockpit?
You got to troubleshoot, but you can't because you have to use a tablet.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of this...
Stewardess comes in, sir, turn that off.
All right, I guess. Sorry, ma'am.
Okay. All right, go sit down. We're going to crash.
But what I'm trying to say, the point is, like, a lot, like, you have all these manuals and stuff that you don't usually need to look at, but you kind of have them sitting around just in case. Now you can just replace it with a tablet, and it saves a lot of room.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. I mean, plus, every change that comes out to a manual like that, you have to have someone go into every copy and stamp it and say, this has been edited on this date. This person put it in. This is the change number, blah, blah, blah. And now if it's just done online and, you know, you pull up to the terminal and it syncs, or whenever they come in to do their, you know, the typical routine maintenance on it, they just make sure your manual's up to date. It's a lot easier.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's still certain problems with it that you get that, you know, paper doesn't have. Like, oh, it ran out of batteries or something. But overall, I think it's a good move.
And, yeah, it's cool. It's good to see them embracing technology and not being afraid of it, which is good. It's nice to see that. I know a lot of secure, first of all, government takes forever to adopt new technology in general, just because everyone's worried about security. And that's why XP is still, you know, holding strong on government computers.
I actually just got a Windows 7 computer a couple weeks ago. I'm one of maybe, 20, 30 people on the entire base that has it. But, hey, I've got it.
Yeah, they pretty much skipped Vista.
No, I had Vista. We had Vista for a while.
Oh, did you?
There's still a lot of computers that have Vista. A lot of people are stuck with Vista. And every time they see me with my Windows 7 computer a year after I got my Vista computer, they're kind of pissed.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time on your knees, did you?
I know my wife got an XP machine, and then she upgraded. She got, but you know, each department within government has rules and approval processes. And anyway,
what just happened?
I'm just wondering, like,
I'm rambling, aren't I?
Say something and I won't show up on the recording as me talking over him.
Okay. Here you go, Vito. Take this next topic. Super long batteries.
Oh, sure. Put it on me.
Okay, fine. I'll do it, but no one will be able to hear me.
No, I got it.
Vito likes penis. Wow, that came through clear, huh? Okay, Steven.
Okay, so this is something that we've been asking for a while. We keep getting more powerful computers in our pockets. We get laptops that can put out awesome video processing power. We got phones that can connect to everything at all times. But battery technology is pretty much exactly where it was, you know, 10, 15 years ago. They did find a way to make them smaller, but they didn't find a way to make them last any longer. Well, some researchers at Stanford University have found a way to use nanoparticle material to make batteries that are pretty much everlasting. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to get
infinite charge. It's not an infinite charge thing.
What it means is you'll be able to charge your battery 40,000 times and you'll still get 80% of the original capacity. So
yeah, we're talking about the lifetime of the battery, not like 100% to zero. We're talking about like the years that it lasts.
Exactly. Number of charges, which is typically what limits a battery.
Right. Number of charges. Because I know with my, when I had my iPhone, that thing in the beginning, it was good. It was great. But near the end of the year that I had it before I upgraded to the next one, it maybe had half of the life that it had before, which kind of sucked because over the course of a year, it loses that much capacity. But with this one, they're saying 40,000 cycles and you'll still have 80% of the capacity. That's just fucking amazing because right now, according to the article, the average lithium ion battery can only handle about 400 full charge and discharge cycles before it just becomes completely useless.
And that really bothers me because, especially for those of us who get phones on a 2-year contract, and especially those of us who like to fiddle with our phones all day, I charge my phone every day. Every day. So if I don't, I don't have a phone. And sometimes I charge it twice a day because I'm literally just playing games on it all morning and I have to go grab my cable out of the car and charge it on my laptop in class. So that is way less than the length of the contract I'm signed in for. So even if the phone lasts that long, which is unlikely.
Right. Now, with this one, the new batteries, they're saying that you could charge it and discharge it several times a day and you'd still get 30 years of life out of the battery.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm blown away with science.
That first of all is awesome. Second of all, at least once they get this into production, no one's going to have to touch that aspect of battery life again.
Then maybe they can work on making them fucking give me juice longer.
Yeah, I think that's more of a physics.
Yeah, probably.
Now, while we're on the topic, kind of related, does anyone know, I've heard conflicting reports on this, is it better to leave a battery plugged into power like all the time, or is it better to charge it up, drain it down, charge it up, drain it down?
A mix. You want to give it a normal. It's all more or less hearsay.
Yeah, because I've always heard better to let it drain down and then charge it back.
Well, okay, I was a computer technician in the Marine Corps, and I know that all of the laptops that came in, that they stayed charged, plugged in all the time because they're always next to an internet drop. And so there's always power next to an internet drop because that's how they build things. And every single one of them, whether it was a year old, 6 months old, whatever, anything over about 9 months, the battery would be completely dead. It would last less than 10 seconds on its own.
That's what my laptop does now.
Well, yeah, that's what happens when you have something. And the only time these things were discharged is when the power went out. So it wasn't, that to me is, and I don't know if it was just Dell batteries, I doubt it, it's just proof that battery life, and I actually have a netbook of my own it's an old laptop, that it spent its entire life plugged in and never really ran on battery. And then I actually tried to use the battery doesn't work. It's like 2 seconds. It's so slow it doesn't have time for the warning to pop up before it shuts down.
Yeah, my laptop, if I unplug it, it turns off immediately.
I think that's just a completely dead battery.
Yeah. But, come on. Not that old.
Yeah, batteries are fickle.
They are. But I got it for free, so I can't really complain too much. I should have just put the bullet in my new battery.
Stop complaining. Anyway, so fuck now you have these super long, awesome lasting batteries. So you can get a man purse that can charge your crap.
And
you added this to the topic list. Seriously.
It's a satchel. It's a
European shoulder bag.
Both of you sit in separate corners and don't talk to each other.
Satchel. Indiana Jones had one.
It's not leather. It doesn't look cool. It looks like a man bag. It's got a purse liner in it, so you can pull your stuff out.
It's a shoulder bag, damn it. Pretty stylish. Steven would know.
I don't even... You know what? I'm going to see if Steven listens to this. Steven, hey, send me an email saying you heard this if you actually listen to the podcast.
He won't.
He washed his hands of us.
Yeah.
He's had enough of our shenanigans.
Also, he's too busy shopping around for his European shoulder bag.
In Europe.
In Europe. Anyway. He's jet setting.
There's a nifty bag. Nifty. It's a bag. It looks kind of stupid. All the pockets are on a 45-degree. No, it's like a 35-degree tilt.
It's for ease of access while you're...
It's for stupid.
Okay. While you're trotting around.
They're semi-circles.
Prancing.
Yeah.
Prancing around.
Gallivanting.
Anyway, apparently there's a... Was it a backup battery built into it or something?
Yeah, there's a battery built into the pack that you use to charge your iPod, your RIM phone, your Android device, or whatever. You can
anything with a USB connection.
Right, anything that charges through micro USB or Apple's 30 pins. So you can conceivably use it to recharge your iPad.
Okay. Can't recharge your laptop, though.
Well,
no, you can't recharge your laptop because those all have proprietary chargers.
There's two things that prevent that from happening. One is the fact that there are proprietary chargers. And the second is every laptop has its own power requirements. And if you put less than 120 volts at, you know, whatever amp, 1.5 amp is typically what they run at, then it'll just, most motherboards won't even take the power. They're like, this is dirty power, I'm not going to use it. Which is good, because it's going to screw it up. But I'm surprised they didn't just put a blank USB port in this bag.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't just do that. But, you know, I've seen a similar backpack to this, or... Like, but it was a backpack. It wasn't a messenger bag, so you don't look like a fucking girl.
Well, yeah.
One I saw was even better. It had a solar panel on it, so it was constantly recharging itself.
Yeah, I've seen those. Daytime.
Yeah, well, the company that makes this also makes a backpack. This just happens to be the laptop bag version.
Okay.
That doesn't really make it better. It's still a man.
Look, call it whatever you want. The fact remains that it's a bag that can charge your devices for you.
Okay, Mud Monster wants one. Well, congratulations. It's about $140 it's $140 plus a man card. There's a little asterisk there. I didn't see that at first. So, anyway, yeah. I don't even know what the name of that thing is called. Was it Power Bag? Power Purse?
The power bag.
Oh, hey, wait, yeah. We're fucking stupid. It says here in the article, a standard USB port is hidden in the battery pouch.
And you know what? I stopped caring about it when I saw it looked like a purse. So, honestly, that's poor of me. But
journalism
at
its finest here.
It's, the brand is RFA Brands. Romeo Foxtrot Alpha Brands. It's called a power bag. Google it. I'm sure if you really want one, there'll be... Happy to sell you one. Moving on to gadgets and whatnot. Ports have more or less told Apple to shut up and suck it in terms of Samsung's devices looking similar to theirs. California, sorry. Basically said that Apple, you know, doesn't have the right to shut down Samsung sales in the U.S. just because they both use rectangular devices. And that's the entirety of this article. However, it's nice to see that, you know, people are just letting the market decide which is better.
Well, I'm glad that we all knew that this was going to happen in America. When they started doing it overseas, we knew that eventually it would make its way over here.
You talking about the lawsuit or what? The ruling?
The ban for Samsung sales in the States.
Yeah, and HTC actually got a ban recently in Germany and then kept selling, I believe.
Yeah, Samsung's been banned in a couple of places. Samsung's been banned from selling because of Apple. But thankfully, not in the States, because I like Samsung's devices. Their user interface, like every other fucking skinned user interface, is horrendous and superfluous. There's no reason for it whatsoever. But their devices are really nice.
Yeah.
You know, if you ignore that whole carrier IQ thing.
Well... Yeah, there's that. I'm assuming that's on tablets as well, right?
What, the Carrier IQ or the...
Carrier IQ.
I don't know, actually.
I'm assuming it is.
Well, unless it's connected to the network, it doesn't do them a lot of good. Unless it just kind of saves it all and then...
Well, okay.
Yeah, if you watch the video, even when it's in airplane mode and not connected to a network, it still records everything.
It logs
it. It doesn't report everything in real time. It saves everything up and then it reports it at intervals throughout the day.
Yeah, that makes sense because otherwise you'd be killing your battery.
It'd be a lot more noticeable.
Yeah, and it'd be killing your battery because it would basically have to ping, connect, send, get the check, shut down, you know, and that would take a lot more than, you know, if you did that every 2 seconds. Anyway, but that's cool. Samsung gets the go-ahead to continue selling their competitive devices.
I just hope we can stop hearing about it, but we know that's not going to happen.
No, I think it'd be awesome if Apple just stood up and said, we trust our stuff enough to let them sell something that looks kind of similar, but nobody with a brain would confuse the two.
Well, I mean, I know there's a certain degree of you have to defend your patents and all this stuff or else you lose them. So I kind of – there's a certain part of it that – is like, all right, it's dumb, but they got to do it. But then there's also like, hey, it's a black rectangle. We're going to see
you. Yeah, that's the thing. It's not something that took them years and years of development and market research and edit. No, they're like, well, let's take the essential shape of a laptop screen and use that and just shrink it. That's what both of them did. They just used different aspect ratios. It's not like it took a lot of their time and money.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I just drew a black rectangle right here.
Well, you better not sell that in the U.S., mister.
Well, for all we know, Johnny Ive, stayed up for weeks trying to design that black rectangle.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, Johnny Ive, probably a pompous douchebag. So I don't... never met him. That's why I threw the probably in there.
Well, he is French.
Oh, never mind. He is a pompous douchebag. All right, let's move on to something a little more Apple-y. Sure, since we're hating on Apple, here's a good one. Apple
is going to let him go. He's really not French.
No, is he?
No, he's from London.
Ah, he's European.
It's close enough. Stone's throw.
Oh yeah, see, Ben the Mexican agrees.
See.
That wasn't fair.
And for anyone wondering why that was funny, why they laughed, it's because
he's really Puerto Rican.
Whatever, moving on.
Whatever. Okay, apparently there's an Apple employee. Are they a store employee? I haven't actually read this article yet.
Aren't you the one that put it on the list?
No.
This looks like something we could talk about. I'm going to throw it on the list and not read it.
Who put this on the list?
Well, wasn't me.
I didn't do it.
Oh, I did, damn it. But I didn't find it. Someone sent it to me.
To answer your question, he was a store employee.
Okay, so, yeah, that's what I figured. Oh, dear God. Because the store employees probably don't get paid enough to care. Anyway, he ranted about his iPhone and his job at the Apple store on Facebook, so Apple canned him.
Everybody bitches about their job.
The difference is that most people aren't friends with their boss or
exactly.
Someone that can rat you out.
See, I bitch about
then,
my job, but I love my job.
He just said his phone fucked up and I woke him up at 3 a.m. Whoop-de-fucking-do.
Is this kind of like taking the head off of the costume at Disney?
I don't know.
Ruining millions of children's fantasy.
No, it's all about the facade. It's we have to, you know, make everyone believe that we're a super happy company that nobody would ever feel you know, like we ever do anything bad. And it's really stupid. It's really naive. It's annoying because no one ever assumes every employee is going to be happy. Because if every employee at your company is happy, you are running a drug factory and you are letting your employees use your product.
You know, I think there's a certain case to be made, like when an employee is running around posting online, like, oh, company XYZ is fucking terrible, blah, 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 they suck, this, this. Like, okay, then maybe you're like, all right, fuck you, guy, and you can fire him. That
well, okay, but only...
But this one, hold no. on. This okay. one, he basically just kind of complained about his iPhone and was annoyed at, like, the Beatles announcement that they made last year or whatever. And then they let him go because of that. That's, like, minor stuff. That's... kind of borders on the like Gestapo kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, the only time you could fire someone for social network I think this is in England? Wherever the hell Norwich is.
Well, I mean, the website is Metro Co. UK, so I'm assuming England.
Yeah.
We fail at geography. Or geometry. Or whatever which one it is.
Yeah, geology. We suck at rocks. Anyway,
geology.
Pretty much the only time they have it, the right to fire you is if you're giving away secrets or if you're slandering the company. You know.
Well, I mean, I think that's their case. They're making. They're claiming he was slandering the company, but he really wasn't.
I don't see how saying tomorrow is just another day that hopefully I will forget is slandering anyone. Or fucked up my time zone for the third time in a week and woke up at 3 a.m. Joy! Like, that just sounds like a dude who hates his dead-end job working as an Apple genius.
Yeah. I can't imagine that any customer service representative enjoys their job for more than a week.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, too. Like, everyone might... Well, not everyone, but a lot of people love the Apple Store. They think it's this great thing. And it did, I guess, in a way, revolutionize... retail for
don't
the
use that
space,
word.
Blah blah blah, whatever you want to say, but it's just another retail store and the employees hate their jobs just as much as every other retail employee, so
yeah,
it's
and it's not like he's standing out in front of the store with customers being like, this place sucks,
yeah,
I wouldn't buy shit here,
unless he did and we're just not seeing that in the
maybe he did
in article.
Case, hey, more power to you, but
yeah,
you still deserve to get fired.
Apparently there's a similar case with Windows Phone. Which is cool, I guess. Wally. I guess I pronounce your name Wally. I don't know how to...
That's close. It's, if I remember correctly, it's more of a like a W and a V together, so it's like Wally.
Well, is that... Okay.
If I'm remembering correctly.
Well, I'm American, so I'm going to say Wally. Wally. Just posted a link in our chat about this. He is a... Windows Phone worker that tweeted a review of the new Nokia Lumia 8. He said, overall, I would say it's an 8, solid feel-good camera, responsive UI, nice little touches on the body construction. Seems like a really good review, right?
Yeah.
I guess he made a few minor complaints about it. Camera was good, didn't have optimal lighting, and I'd like a larger screen. Of course, everyone knows that the screen is pretty much dictated by Microsoft. They've demanded a certain screen size for a unified experience. And I guess he left before he was allowed to be fired, according to this. He's fired for improper use of social... Or he was... Sorry, he was told he was going to be fired for improper use of social media and disclosure of confidential information. Yeah, I guess this was well before the phone was released. So...
Well, then that's different.
Yeah, okay. It doesn't matter. He violated policy, and that got him fired. It doesn't matter. It sucks that they had to enforce, you know, their rules on him, even though he said something pretty good. Seems like a good review. It's...
No, I think the problem here isn't that he was complaining about the phone or anything like that, but he very much violated the rules by saying
totally.
Something before it was released. So this is kind of the same, but also really different.
Yeah,
but
like he broke like an NDA. And
yeah, he did. And he worked for them, so he knows better.
You should.
And then,
I mean, unless Apple has an NDA on criticizing the company, which, hell, they might. It's ridiculous, but maybe they have it.
Yeah, but that something like that wouldn't be, I don't think, would be held up in court. You know, you could probably fight that.
I mean, look, if my phone woke me up at 3 in the morning because the time zone was wrong, I'd be pissed off too.
Multiple times.
Or I'd probably just stop setting my alarm clock while I was drunk.
Well, you know, yeah.
I mean, seriously, it's a customer service job. The guy's probably hammered when he's not working or for the first hour and last hour of when he is. Bear with me while I add this to the topic list. I'm done typing. Cool. Let's move on.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Let's move on to cool little choppers that are building crap. I'm sure you've all seen the video by now. There's a small helicopter, four-bladed little doodad that pretty much self-controlled. It levels itself. It's just pretty interesting considering there are four independent blades that it controls to keep itself level and fly around. It'll do loops. It'll fly through hoops. I mean, it's like a little circus bot. They're more or less automated. You tell them where to go. They'll pick out a flight path and everything.
Pretty
well,
nifty.
Yeah, they decided to build a structure with them. They give them, I guess they're styrofoam. They look like styrofoam, little blocks. And these little suckers hover in the air, pick up a block. They fly over to where that block is supposed to go. And this isn't like a normal structure. It's almost like a four-leaf clover sort of thing. Where
it's not square.
Yeah, it's not square, and it's not awkward.
It's almost kind of like a helix, almost.
If you take a deck of cards and twist it while you raise your fingers, and each level is twisted from the level below it, that's what this is, more or less. It's really complex. Anyway, I guess they put the building plans into the computer, and these little bastards are building it. And they're really creepy when they drop down and drop these bricks.
And this is how Skynet gets started, guys.
Yeah, I'm tired of hearing that phrase. You're fired.
This is fucking sweet. You need to shut up. They're not doing it themselves. Someone told them to do it.
Well, yeah, they're planning the flight path and everything else. But it's really cool to see the what AI is there work with the human, you know, input, and it's damn nifty. Say that.
No, it is actually really cool, but.
And that's pretty much it for our regular news. Besides, Aptera Motors, which was a electric vehicle production company.
Do they actually sell any cars?
I don't know, but this thing looks like an airplane without the wings. Maybe that's why you failed. You sold a piece of crap, or you tried to.
Yeah,
it was a three-wheeled car at that.
Yeah, and. That would be retarded. Anyway, I wouldn't have bothered either.
That's ugly as fuck.
Looks kind of like a sperm.
Yeah, I guess they just got... Yeah.
Well, hence ugly as fuck.
They put a... You hit 60 miles an hour, a giant streamer comes out the back and it waves like the sperm tail. They just got a grant, a $150 million grant to research... Because they're a fully electric vehicle here. Would have been a mid-sized sedan similar to a Toyota Camry in that it would have accelerated without input and killed you.
This article says it's supposed to be a five-passenger mid-sized sedan. How the fuck are you going to fit five people in that thing?
There's only
from
two
this
doors.
Picture?
It doesn't say that they're not midgets.
Oh, good point.
It also says that the vehicle would have been priced at under $30,000 and gotten more than 190 miles per gallon.
Sounds like a load of horseshit to me.
Reach for the stars.
Hold on. What article are you reading?
Check the topic list. It's number 9 on
the I'm looking at that. It says the loan would have provided funding towards the development of a five-passenger midsize sedan. But the picture, if you read the caption, is... Wait, there's...
That's
you can,
yeah.
You
okay.
Can
while you're thinking, I'm going to be
maybe that's a different
this.
Model they had in mind.
That's gotta be.
I think
yeah. Even the caption
two
says
seat
two seat
vehicle.
Maybe they want you to sit on laps.
No.
That was the part of the design.
Okay, they came out with the two wheel or the two Thor three-wheeled one as a, they're like, hey, this is what we want to build. They got the $150 million advanced technology vehicle manufacturing loan. I guess it's a loan, not a grant. They got that so they could develop the five-passenger mid.
Okay, gotcha.
So they basically also, had a proof of concept, and then they got money to build something that was actually practical.
And then they couldn't do that.
Here's another thing. Maybe it's because I'm stupid, but how do you measure an electric car in miles per gallon? Gallon of what?
There's an
equivalency thing.
Yeah, there is something there. That.
Don't try to be a smartass.
No, I honestly wanted to know. I figured there was some kind of meaning, but.
Yeah, it's an equivalency rating. Like, if you were using, like actual fuel, and it would, an actual fuel tank would take you this far.
Yeah, or yeah, there, it's some sort of stupid carbon footprint bullcrap. Anyway, it says the thing likely drove them. Yeah, I'm trying to finish talking about it before you guys
it's
just ramble.
When people do that, isn't it?
It says, unfortunately, what probably cost them the most was having to change their product plan from their nifty little three-wheeled airplane sperm thing to a more conventional four-door sedan, which would, you know, I don't think this three-wheeled thing would have passed any safety regulations ever.
Why did they think that was going to be like, we can make something like this?
Yeah, I can build something like that in my balls.
Let's sell our idea with this, and then we'll never make it.
They should have talked to the Top Gear guys.
No, that was the thing. In order to get the grant, or the loan that they were given, was only for a... Because the Department of Energy gave them the loan.
Okay.
Or would have given them the loan if they had agreed to it. Department of Energy doesn't want these freaky looking things out there. They want like a normal average car that average people are going to buy because it doesn't look like, you know, the Smugmobile. That's what they want. They want a traditional five passenger midsize sedan.
And now it looks like the Spunkmobile. Get it? Because it's another word for sperm.
Demon.
You're so funny, Pitts.
Ejaculation.
All right, I giggled. Anyway,
welcome to the party.
I didn't ejaculate.
That's unfortunate.
Thank you, DJ Underboob. Decided to grace us with your presence and tell us splooge the good stuff.
She's been here for a while. She's just
yeah, I know, but she's actually responding now. We're going to move on to WTF news. First thing we have is apparently in Florida.
A lot of good stuff in Florida today.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a lot of interesting stuff. I wouldn't say good. Drug lords are big on getting strippers in their conjugal visits. They get their lawyers to list the girls as legal assistants. And then, you know, all that entails.
They can legally assist with my boner, is what they can do.
But is it legal?
Oh, maybe not.
Yeah, didn't think so. Anyway, you're a drug lord, you know. How you got caught, you're probably dumber than a rock anyways. But that's cool.
If you're a drug lord, it's only a matter of time.
Well, does it... Do you have to have some kind of degree to be legal assistant?
No. Oh, well...
Are there any actual requirements for being a legal
assistant? Well, I remember all those commercials on TV when I was a kid. Like, you could become an assistant by mail.
Like, off-TV degree plans.
Also, TV VCR repair. I always remember that one.
Yeah. Underboob, do you need a law degree or any sort of special degree to be a legal assistant? Or can you just be...
Just be a head under a desk.
Maybe it's like a dental assistant.
Well, that too. Anyone, okay, so... Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
They can hire strippers and be like, hey, this is my assistant. My assistant just has an obsession with taking off her clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I think that's actually not entirely the problem. Is once inside, these paralegals don't just strip for their clients. The lawyers say they also smuggle in porn, drugs, and cash. So I have a feeling that's the real issue.
Yeah. Not that there are a bunch of lawyers in Florida with strippers for legal aid.
Yeah, I could see how porn in prison could be a problem. Wait, no, it's probably the other things, huh?
Yeah.
Probably.
Although porn is contraband.
Well, of course, it's contraband in Iraq, too.
yeah.
Tell I wonder how many people actually know that, that it's illegal to have porn as a soldier, marine, whatever, deployed in Fifth Fleet.
I didn't either.
I had no idea.
In the Middle East, in Iraq and Afghanistan, you are not allowed to have porn.
Yeah, I knew it couldn't be mailed in. That didn't stop it from getting there.
No, they can actually search your computer. And if they find it on your account, like if you decide to mail a bunch of pictures, you can get in trouble if someone decides to be a dick about it.
Wow, never knew that.
It's obviously not enforced. Otherwise, you'd have a lot more, you know, killings of citizens, I'm sure.
I don't think tobacco is illegal.
No, tobacco, no, they smoke over there.
Yeah. And I know that my wife...
Alcohol is illegal over there.
At the time, I was... Yeah. Alcohol and caffeine, I think.
No, caffeine's not. Caffeine? Good caffeine, God. That's a cultural thing. They don't enforce that.
Well, I know
there's green beans over there everywhere.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they sell coffee.
They just started...
They drink coffee.
So why are all the fucking sodas weird?
That's just because it's... Foreign sodas. I'm sorry, Mr. American. They don't taste like Coke. I liked them better over there. It's real sugar.
I didn't drink them over there. They all tasted funny. I drank a lot of A&W root beer, though. That one was exactly the same.
That's because they actually ship... And Dr. Pepper, too. They actually ship that in from the States. But no, I'm talking about the stuff that I bought out in town.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like, out in the little villages, little glass bottles that they pay you... They actually, like, you pay $2 for it, and then they give you a dollar back when you brought the bottle back. It's a complete rip-off, but you did it more to make them happy than anything.
I bet that was your fault.
What, not being allowed to go anywhere near the villages?
Yeah.
Probably. But no, to answer Underboob, my wife would send cartons of cigarettes to Iraq while I was there.
Yeah, it's...
So you can ship in the tobacco.
Yeah. It's actually cheaper to buy it over there, though.
Yeah, but the I don't know about the chewing tobacco or the snuff or whatever, but
no, that was still cheaper.
Terrible. I would rather have my wife buy it in North Carolina, where it was like
over $2
a pack, and she would ship it to me.
I bought the local stuff for like $8 a carton.
Oh yeah, but it was all dried out.
No, I mean like. The actual local stuff that was out at the stores. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was talking about Marlboro.
No. I tried that and I was like, nope. This is $30 and I think I'll go with $8. And hey, these are surprisingly good. So
yeah, the Marlboros were like, it was like smoking dirt almost. Terrible.
Yeah. I mean, it's like there was a leak in the plastic when it sat out in the sun for a week. Anyway.
Smoking is bad, kids. Just so you know.
Yeah. All right, so here you go. I'm going to read the summary of this for whoever put it in there. Two crazy bitches attack a McDonald's cashier, get beat down, and then hospitalized. And then they are told by the grand jury to GTFO.
Basically,
I guess they wanted to, the two people that got beat up, wanted to sue. Was it sue or press charges? Either way. Press charges against the McDonald's employees.
But yeah, they tried to pay with a $50 bill. The cashier questioned them, I guess, questioning the validity of the bill itself.
Yeah.
They got crazy. One of them slapped him and then jumped to the counter. Another one went around the other side of the counter.
Is this the video I saw like a couple months back where the guy was beating a lady with a fucking... thing yeah. behind the counter?
Yeah, where he pulls out this like random metal rod out of nowhere.
And just beat the living shit out of him. Yeah, well, it went to the grand jury, and the grand jury refused to indict him. They're like, no, bitch, you jumped the counter and started attacking him. It's your fault got your shit ruined.
You realize that he has to deal with people like you all day? I'm sure he's been telling his friends about this day for years. It's the best day of this man's life. Just let him have it.
Yeah, because several times in the course of his quote-unquote career at McDonald's, he He has said, one day I'm going to lose it and beat these bitches down. You just happen to be dumb enough to jump the counter and make it easier for him.
Yeah. And, you know, hooray for common sense. Who cares if the guy went a little bit overboard? So anyone who works customer service hates it. It's stressful. It's annoying.
Especially in food service.
Well, and McDonald's. And obviously this isn't like the nice McDonald's. So, I mean, it's kind of, I don't know, good on the guy. Probably shouldn't have gone quite as far as he did. He got his point across, but whatever. Why stop now? Keep going. Here's another ridiculously stupid legal issue. A man sues a Kansas couple that he held hostage, saying that they broke an oral agreement to hide him from police. So apparently he is mad that they told the police who he was after he kidnapped them. Yeah, it's kind of like, is there, okay, first of all, I don't know the laws in Kansas. I know a lot of places oral agreements don't mean anything. I have no idea if in Kansas oral contracts are binding.
Oral.
But shut the hell up, you know. But as for the rest of this story, pretty much I, the defendant, asked these people that I kidnapped to hide me because I feared for my life. I offered them an unspecified amount of money, which they agreed upon, and therefore forging a legally binding oral contract, he said in his court documents. I guess it's legally binding. Kansas. Way to go, Kansas. And he wants $235,000. Yeah, no.
Isn't he already serving, like, yeah, he's already in jail for breaking the law.
No, no, he says part of it is for the hospital bills of being shot by police. Yeah. I really want to know how this turns out. Although, if it turns out any different than what I am hoping, I'm going to leave the planet and live on the moon.
I mean, is the $235,000 like what he gave them to not tell anybody? It's like, well, they told, so I want my money back.
No, no, he needs that for his medical bills because the police shot him. Because he was wanted in a murder investigation.
Ah, okay. DJ Underboob has spoken to us in the chat, saying that oral contracts are binding by common law for all 50 states. However, they're only binding for a certain type of contract. And, of course, illegal contracts are never binding. Basically, if you give away your rights or whatever. And, yes, I was typing.
It's nice to actually have somebody who knows what the fuck they're talking about around.
Yeah.
DJ Underboob, yeah. The noisecast source for all things legal.
Yeah. Legal correspondent.
We might have to get you a more professional name eventually. But, hey. Oh, and psych.
And there. Jewish people.
Well, someone was born in the South, now, weren't they? On to our next WTF news article. A woman steals a gas cap. Why is this in here? A gas cap?
What the fuck?
Stole a gas cap. Oh, tried to remove gas caps from several cars, but they were all locked or secured. And she finally stole one, and she got charged. Who put this in the topic list?
I think the more what the fuck aspect of this story is, why is this news?
There's a lot of that. You put all of that in our WTF section?
I mean, I didn't put it on there. I'm just saying.
Okay, whoever did, I hate you.
Okay, well, it wasn't me.
And it was me.
Okay.
Why?
I was going to say it was either Ray or...
Okay, you know why, Ray? Because if your gas cap fails, it causes your check engine light to go on. Yep. And that annoys the piss out of some people. Or that's she's just true. Stupid.
I'm just going to steal this.
Yeah. Although
some people just want to see the world burn or get the gas caps missing.
I'm mildly annoyed.
This topic reminds me of, there's a sign up at my school It might, the university I go to right now. It says, warning, catalytic converter thefts. Apparently there's been like a rash of people going under cars in the middle of the day and sawzalling catalytic converters out of cars.
What?
What kind of redneck place do you
think? Good old
I don't know, but it's, you start, I mean, you can imagine starting your car up and like, oh, well, I, yeah, that's loud. I mean, because obviously, for those of you who don't know, the catalytic converter on your exhaust of your vehicle, after the exhaust comes out of your engine, it goes into a single pipe and then goes into a catalytic converter, which works a lot of magic and gets rid of a lot of nasty crap, and it's required in, you know, I think almost every state. And then it goes to your muffler and then it goes out the tailpipe. However, if they cut that catalytic converter out, it doesn't go through the muffler and it just basically becomes what's called a straight pipe, which is good for absolutely nothing but being really damn loud. And also dangerous because it's most likely dumping exhaust straight under the body of your car or truck.
Hooray, carbon monoxide.
Yeah. So
why would they steal those?
I don't know. I need a new one, so I hope they steal mine when I go take my finals. I have an excuse. Or just get a straight pipe put in. Screw.
Is there a large resale value on catalytic converters or something?
In California, maybe. I mean, that's where they... In California, they're twice as expensive to get a California-certified cat. Because California's stupid and has all these stupid hippie laws, which don't make... But, anyway.
Mudmonster says money.
Well, duh.
So,
why else do you steal shit?
Maybe he's starting a catalytic converter collection just to decorate his garage.
If you can't say it with a straight face, it's probably not the answer.
Dude, I can't tell many stories from Alabama with a straight face, so that doesn't really... I mean,
your gay face?
Are true. What?
Huh?
Moving on.
Next story. Deputies have caught a shoplifter with steaks, candles down his pants. Steaks and candles.
I was going to say steak candles. How do you make those?
I don't know, but it doesn't cook it on the way down. You just kind of cut it off like a...
Like a gyro?
Yeah. Man, I want a gyro now. Anyway, 2 weeks after he was released on bond for aggravated assault, Daniel Ashley. The guy's name is Denial Ashley. No wonder he has issues. Walked out of a local supermarket with the makings of a romantic dinner, which is pant steak and pant candles, apparently. four steaks and two candles.
They let him keep the pant wine.
Slap the bag. And they returned, after they arrested him, they returned the sticks and candles to the store. How very nice.
You can keep them. We don't want them anymore.
You might want to pick the hairs out before you put it back in the shelf.
We don't want your dick steaks. You
dick steaks.
Were they any word if they were tube steaks?
We were all avoiding that. But Ben has no fear. No fear of the pun.
I went there.
Look, there's always one of us that takes just a little bit too far. And I'm glad that for once it was Ben and not me.
Or me. okay.
Yeah, I'm just doing my part.
Well, what? Amish terrorists violate No Shave November? What the hell?
This story is awesome.
Okay, then tell me.
Basically, these Amish terrorists. Yes, Amish terrorists. I didn't know they existed either. Were running around and hacking people's beards off with garden shears.
Whoa.
And the best part of it was that the mastermind's name, let me see it exactly, hold on. Let's see, his name is...
Sam Mullet?
Sam Mullet.
And his sons, Johnny S. Mullet, Lester S. Mullet, and Danny S. Mullet.
For the Mullet clan.
You know, they're party in the back.
Which ironically... The three of them appear to have bowl cuts. Quarter picture.
Johnny Bowl Cut.
The second worst haircut.
Jimmy Bowl.
They're like, you know what, Dad? You gave us the worst name ever. We're getting an even worse haircut.
Yeah, well, Bishop Sam Mullet has a mullet. Actually, no, that looks the same length all around. So good on you, Bishop Sam. But Johnny, Lester, and Danny might want to change your names.
Yeah, from anything other than Johnny, Lester, and Danny. Mainly you, Lester. For your own good.
At least his name's not Denial.
Denial Ashley.
I'm pretty sure that's Daniel, but we can call him Denial.
What? No. D-A-N-N-I-A-L.
It's like spelling your child's name H-O-N-A-S-T-Y and calling it Honesty when it looks like Ho-Nasty. Yeah.
I saw one. Apparently someone's name was like J-A hyphen E, and their name was supposed to be Janashdi.
What?
Okay, yeah. That's even worse than LaDasha, which would L-A-A.
My younger brother's name is spelled B-R-A-N-D-E-N, not because my parents were trying to be clever, but because my dumb redneck stepfather really didn't think that Brandon was spelled with an O. He said, no, it's Brandon, D-E-N.
Brandon. So he literally just spelled it wrong?
Yes.
I think that happens more often than people care to admit.
Well, there's a Lewis Black routine on one of his CDs. He talks about kids with names like what was it? Ashola was A-S-S-H-O-L-E. Or Shithay, which was S-H-I-T-H-E-A-D.
That sounds like a George Carlin thing.
Yeah, no, it was by Lewis Black.
I'll
find a YouTube link, I'll put it in the show notes. It's really funny. You should check it out.
Alright. And I guess we've gone through this fairly quickly. We did carrier IQs.
Did you read the title of the Amish article?
Hang on. Let me get to it.
Terror, mullets fingered in Amish beard attacks.
Oh, how did we miss this? The best part.
I don't know, because the website looks like Jezebel on that time of the month. It's all
pink. It is true, but sheer terror. Mullets fingered in Amish beard attacks.
That's clever.
Whoever put this in here should have used that in the show notes.
Well, I didn't want to just straight up steal their title.
Why not? We're stealing their article.
Yeah. Seriously, that's one that you can blatantly rip off, because that's awesome.
Sheer there, mullets fingered, and beard attacks.
Okay, and here's my current favorite WTF news article, only because in the second line it says poop or butt doctor. apparently, who put this in here? They explained it earlier better.
I put it in here.
Okay. You and Pitts, I think, were talking about it, so go to town.
I'll give it to Mike. Go for it.
Okay, so there's a 6-year-old kid playing with a 5-year-old little girl. Doing the things that little kids do when they're innocent and they don't know that they shouldn't be doing things. They were playing doctor.
So he hopped in his TARDIS and used a sonic screwdriver? Is that what you're talking about?
No, not the doctor. They were playing a doctor, specifically a butt doctor.
I believe that's called a buttocologist.
An assiologist?
Assholeologist.
Okay, well, the little boy was playing with the 6-year-old boy was playing with a 5-year-old little girl, and the district attorney, a Grant County, Wisconsin district attorney, Lisa Reniker, charged that 6-year-old boy with a felony, first degree sexual assault.
If I'm not mistaken, that would mean he. Once he turns 18, yes, he'll be listed as a sex offender.
And yes, in 12 years,
he'll be listed on
familywatchdog.us. Damn it.
Bringing it back.
Yeah.
Yes, he'll have to register as a sex offender, alert all of his neighbors that he played doctor with a little girl when he was 6 years old. And but none of that will matter, because all it will say is sex offender, felony, first degree sexual assault, 5-year-old girl. It won't say that it happened
when he was six.
None of that will come into play. So, yeah. But this was from November 23rd. A couple of days ago, I found an article about this same district attorney got a gag order issued for the parents because people the parents are talking to the media and other people that are interested in the story, but the DA didn't like that because as anyone could guess, yeah. Wait, you're charging a six-year-old with sexual assault? Are you fucking retarded?
Well,
how did you get to be a district attorney?
The fact that the DA is an elected position, so he's probably just trying to get reelected. So
that's it's a woman, actually, unless it's a man named Lisa. Poor bastard.
Well, it's not like I read the article. All I read was to the second line, which says butt doctor, and like, you guys talked about it. So.
Well, the first line says District Attorney Lisa Rinneker.
Okay, I saw the words butt doctor in quotes, and that's where my eyes focused.
Went straight up.
He's drawn to butt doctor.
And then he just started thinking about playing butt doctor later.
Yeah, so I think Vito's closest to me.
What?
Come on down, buddy.
Are you sure it's not Ray?
Hey, don't drag me into this.
Maybe you can have a three-way butt doctor.
I don't need all of you, Ray.
Just your butt. Well, now the boy's seven. He's too young to be prosecuted. Can't be put into...
No, he's too young to be named.
No, right. He's too young to be prosecuted.
Both.
Or named in a juvenile delinquency petition. See what happens when you cut people off? This is what happens, Larry, when you play butt doctor with
a
stranger's
ass.
Stranger
in the ass. By playing butt doctor.
Were you talking, Fitz? You started getting mad, so I started ignoring you again.
Nope.
Okay.
We're done.
This whole story reminds me of a joke I remember hearing on Married with Children like fucking 12 years ago about a nurse who sued a baby for sexual harassment for being born naked.
What?
What?
Yeah, it was just a joke in the show, but
oh.
I always thought it was funny.
I thought it was like in reference to an actual thing.
No, it was just a joke. Not everything that they say on TV actually happened.
No way.
And then I'm going to go ahead and put my blue box back in the closet. I guess that is it. We don't have a whole lot.
Well, that
was short.
That's about our normal runtime, no.
We started an hour ago.
We're just efficient.
Yeah, well, anyway, thanks for listening to Mold's Fingered and Butt Doctored Attacks. Episode 54 of the Noisecast. Tonight we had Vito, or Pitts, or Mike.
I had a mullet
or
in
butt
high school.
Doctor.
You had a mullet?
Oh, yeah. It was glorious.
I had a mullet when I was 5. I wish I could find the picture because I totally post it. Anyway.
All the way up until 11th grade.
Yeah.
Were you cognizant that it was a mullet?
Oh, yeah. I did.
He lived in Alabama. Like,
yeah,
not where I am in Alabama where people actually have an IQ.
Like in the lower part of Alabama.
After visiting the rest of the state, I'm like, good God, now I see why people make jokes about this place.
Yeah, it invites them.
Yeah. Anyway, we also had our other redneck, Ray.
I'm not that much of a redneck. I just like to drink beer and blow stuff up.
You drive an S10 Blazer, right?
It's a Jimmy.
That's two
same
points towards
thing.
Redneckism.
It's the exact same
thing. Yeah, but
thing.
I don't call it that.
All right. Anyway, then we have our brown neck, Mexican Ben.
Well, at least you can call me a wetback. So, all right.
No, that's just racist.
Yeah, it's not racist if I say it, though, even though I'm not actually Mexican. Close enough.
I think we should go with Vito. Just start calling you Mexi-Ben.
Mexi-Ben.
Sure, why not? Go ahead. Whatever. I'm broken by now. It doesn't bother me anymore. Rolls off my back like wetness.
How often do you get wetness on your back?
In the shower? I don't know.
Every shower goes to visit his family.
Okay.
Whose
wetness is it?
Far. None of your business, all right? What I do on my own time is my...
I'm a little jealous, Ben.
Yeah,
anyway,
you should be.
I think we're just kind of prolonging this whole mess. So, I'm going to go ahead and end it. Make sure you check us out on Facebook.
Wait, who are you? You didn't tell us who you were. Who are you? Identify yourself.
Joe Reed. My name is Joe Reed.
Hanging like that.
Yeah, I'm Chris. I was your host. Anyway, check us out on Facebook.com/shut the hell up, man.
Facebook.com/shut the hell up. All right. Where that goes? Let's find out.
Okay, speaking of random websites, you can always visit us on thenoisecast.com/dickbutts or just thenoisecast.com. Twitter.com/noisecast. Be sure to tweet at us. Shut up. Let me get through this. Facebook.com/dickbutts.
Facebook.com/dickbutts goes to somebody named Jack Devereaux, or how you pronounce his name. So, what's up, Jack? Looking at you.
Anyway, be sure to check us out on Twitter and Facebook. You can probably figure out how to find us there. If not, then you should probably check out like a Intro to Computers podcast instead. And that's where we post all of our cool information, like contest winners this week. I will announce the winner of the Movember/No Shave November contest. Winner will be getting swag, Noisecast swag.
Also, we named a winner in our When Will Ron Get an iPhone?
Yeah, contest. Pitts didn't actually let anyone know. He just kind of blindly updated the article. But it was Joey, who has picked his games and is happily playing them on Steam.
Yep, congratulations to Joey Davis. He got Monday Night Combat and Terraria. Two awesome, awesome games. And I have no doubt in my mind that he will enjoy both of them immensely.
I'm glad that you're so opinionated. Anyway.
That's kind of why I'm here.
Dick Pitts, says the chat.
Pitts Butts.
Pitts Butts. Butt Pitts. And that's it for us at the Noisecast. As always, we're being professionals, and we'll see you next week, unless we decide to be lazy and not do it. So have a good week.